Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Wondering, are these promises for me? Part 1 of 2. Few things are more comforting than knowing and believing that God is at work in our lives. The truth is, it has come through many situations of continually growing our faith by trusting God in the muck and mire of life. This type of comfort is the result of a confidence, not in our own abilities, but in a God whose promises never fail. What he says will happen, he will accomplish. The essence of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1. But this type of confidence comes only from faith. And faith comes by hearing God's word in Romans 10. And even in our hearing and reading of God's word, we can wonder at times, is this promise really for me? Or will God stay true to his promises? 2 Peter 1:4-5. And because of his glory and excellence, he has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share his divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. In view of all this, make every effort to respond to God's promises. He asked for a response. Did you miss these 5 words? Make every effort to respond. It says his promises enable us to share. What? His divine nature. Why? To escape, not to Orlando on vacation or to the weekend a water ski, but to escape the things that entrap us, ensnare us, and pull us down into self-sufficiency and slowly into disobedience and unbelief caused by human desire. He, in essence, has laid out a holy path to walk us through a field of earthly landmines we must all walk through every day. His word is very specific and very clear. His promises enable us to walk to safety. They enable us with the wisdom like a Solomon or a Peter. Enable us to be the head and not the tail. So make every effort to respond, to say yes to God's way, to embrace the promise and walk in it. Trust him that his promises revealed in his word are true and are the truth that will light your way. God is faithful to answer all our prayers. He's a promise keeper. The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving towards all he has made, Psalm 145. All of us at times fight discouragement over situations and circumstances that daily face us. The worldview is, you can do this. Put your mind to it. Work harder. Your family will understand. If you don't look out for yourself, who will? But I love how the book of Joshua puts it so pointedly. Not a single one of all of the good promises of the Lord that had been given to the family of Israel were left unfulfilled. Everything he had spoken came true. Have you read that promise before? What light are you allowing to illuminate your way? Are you walking a path of hoping this turns out okay? It did for Bob and Mary. Is it the formula of the world or the one God has specifically given to you as you read his word and sat at his feet in prayer, waiting for his divine direction, which becomes his promises to you specifically as a child of God? Look at what Peter says in Romans 9. Well then, has God failed to fulfill his promise to Israel? No, for not all who are born into the nation of Israel are truly members of God's people. Being descendants of Abraham doesn't make them truly Abraham's children. For the scriptures say, Isaac is the son through whom your descendants will be counted. Though Abram had many other children too, this means that Abraham's physical descendants are not necessarily children of God. Only the children of the promise are considered to be Abraham's children. What does that say to you? No, really take a moment and think about the personal application of that in your life. He says it clearly. This means that Abraham's physical descendants are not necessarily children of God, meaning not everyone who sits in church are his children, meaning we can believe in God but not be a doer of his word in Matthew 7, not make every effort to respond to God's promises. How? By faith. The scriptures say, not all who call Lord, Lord will enter into the gates of heaven. Matthew 7:21. So what promises do you know, do you hold to, and pray for in your life, and for those you love? What about his promise to strengthen you for the journey? Ephesians 3:14, for this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being. If you stop right now and ask this one question, what are the promises he has given to you for your life? Discover them, dig them out, study them, make them your own. Carry them with you as weapons in times of trouble. Make them your filter on your daily walk. Through whose lens do you want to view the world? Let's talk about that a little more tomorrow, but for now, grab one promise and make it yours today. I pray you make it a Jesus-filled day.